Everyone stand. Let's look in our Bibles at Matthew chapter 16. Take your Bible, go to Matthew 16 and read some verses there. Matthew 16, we'll start reading in verse number 21. You follow along as I read. Matthew 16, beginning at verse number 21. Says, from that time forth began Jesus to show unto his disciples how that he must go unto Jerusalem and suffer many things of the elders and chief priests and scribes and be killed and be raised again the third day. Then Peter took him and began to rebuke him, saying, be it far from thee, Lord, this shall not happen, not be unto thee. But he turned and said unto Peter, get thee behind me, Satan. Thou art an offense unto me, for thou savorest not the things that be of God, but those that be of men. Then said Jesus unto his disciples, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, and whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. For what is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? For the Son of Man shall come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and then he shall reward every man according to his works. Let's pray together. Thank you, Lord, for your word. Thank you for this opportunity to preach it. Lord, give me strength. Help me to say the things you'd have me to say. Work in each heart here. Help each one of us to be challenged, including myself, from your word. Speak to our hearts. Help us to be people who are sacrificing ourselves to get the gospel out and to bring glory to your name. Work in a great way as we meet together tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. You know, one thing that I don't like to do, and I think all of us struggle with, is denying self. We don't like to deny anything from ourselves. We enjoy food, for instance. It'd be hard for me to go on a diet. I praise the Lord, I don't have to be on a diet. But I'm not thin because I'm on a diet. I would probably be heavy if my metabolism was slow or something, because I like to eat. I don't like to deny myself food. If I'm hungry, if the hunger pains come, I want to eat, and I want to eat very soon. I don't like to deny myself food. And the same is true of all of us, isn't it, about denying self? We don't like to deny ourselves food. We don't like to deny ourselves fun or pleasure. We don't like to deny ourselves rest. We don't like to deny ourselves prestige or popularity. We do not like to deny ourselves. You know, a great problem in America is credit card debt. So many people are getting far in debt by the use of credit card. And the Christmas season is upon us. And so, boy, I won't ask for a raise of hands tonight, but maybe some of you, the day after Thanksgiving, were out early in the morning. I heard on the Chicago radio station that they had traffic jams in the area because many, many people were going to the malls very early in the morning, or maybe late at night on Thanksgiving evening at midnight, going to the malls because the big sales were coming up. And a lot of those people went to the mall, but they didn't have the money to pay for their goods. They put it on the credit card, right? And because of credit card debt, what's the effects? The effects are terrible. You know, people have to declare bankruptcy oftentimes because of credit card debt. They get themselves in way over their head to the place where they have to declare bankruptcies. There's family struggles. Divorces are caused from that, from getting themselves in financial problems. Some people commit suicide because why? Because they have not denied themselves. They said, I want that. I can't afford it. Oh, I'll be able to afford it in the future. And so they put it on the credit card, but they can't really afford it. It's a lack of self-denial. But you know, if we're going to be faithful followers of Christ, we have to deny ourselves. God calls us to deny ourselves. lack of self-denial is a huge problem in our world today. And Christ says, you and I must deny ourselves. If we're going to please Him, if we're going to walk in a way that would honor Him, we need to deny ourselves. In this passage, Christ gives us several reasons why we should deny ourselves. I'd like to show you four reasons tonight why Christ says it's necessary for us to deny ourselves. In verse 21, it says there that from that time forth began Jesus to show unto His disciples how that He must go into Jerusalem and suffer many things of the elders and chief priests and scribes and be killed and be raised again the third day. The first reason you and I must deny ourselves, and the first reason we need to be self-sacrificing followers of Christ, is because it's mandatory if we are to follow Christ. If we are to follow Christ, we must deny ourselves. It's interesting, in verse 21, this word that's used, that Jesus said He must go unto Jerusalem and suffer many things of the elders and chief priests and scribes and be killed and be raised again the third day. That word must is often used in the New Testament to express the plan of God, to express what must happen according to the Scriptures, for instance. In Matthew 26, 51 through 54, Jesus said that the Scriptures must be fulfilled. He's going to the cross and he's there in the Garden of Gethsemane, and Judas is there, and those against Him are there. And Peter takes out his sword and he strikes the servant of the high priest. And Jesus said, put your sword up. Don't you understand? This must happen. I could call many angels, but then how would the Scriptures be fulfilled that this must happen to me? This must happen because it's the plan of God. In Mark chapter 13, verse 10, the Bible says that the gospel must be published among all nations. That's a plan of God, that the gospel would be preached to all nations. In Luke 4:43, Jesus must preach the kingdom in other cities. In Luke 19:5, Jesus must go to Zacchaeus' house. He said, I must eat with you today. He was expressing the plan of God. In John 3:7, we're told, Jesus said, you must be born again. It's the plan of God that we born again. John 3:14, the Son of Man must be lifted up. He had to go to the cross. It was God's plan. John 3:30, John the Baptist says, He must increase and I decrease. John 20, verse 9, Jesus must rise again from the dead. Acts 4:12, there is no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. There's no other plan of salvation. The only way to be saved is through Jesus Christ. In Acts 9:16, God said to Ananias, I will show him, that's Paul, how great things he must suffer for my name's sake. And in Acts 14:22, it says, we must, through much tribulation, enter into the kingdom of God. You see, if we do not deny ourselves, we're not following God's plan. In order to follow God's plan, in order to be faithful followers of Christ, we must deny ourselves. It's the plan of God. Following Christ demands nothing short of death to our own plans and ambitions. It says in our text in verse 24, Matthew 16:24, then said Jesus unto His disciples, if any man will come after Me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow Me. Many people think of cross-bearing as the trials they face in life. They say, man, I'm sick today. Oh, this is my cross. Boy, this is a hard time in my life. This is my cross. I have aches and pains. Maybe I have arthritis. Or maybe I have another physical ailment. That's my cross. Well, you know, the cross will mean suffering. But my friends, that's not what really it means to take up the cross. When a person took up the cross, that person was dying. That person was doomed. His life was finished. If someone was nailed to the cross, he didn't come back down again. Now in the Philippines, every Easter, every Good Friday, people are crucified. But they're only crucified for about 15 minutes. They're nailed to a cross, and they're taught that will take away their sin. And then they can go out and drink that night even. And they're cleansed for another year. And so they're wicked people, but they've been nailed to the cross and they think, wow, my sins are forgiven. I'm all clean again. But they only stay up there 15 minutes. They don't die there. But if you got nailed to the cross in Jesus' day, there's no turning back. Your life was done. You were finished. So what does Jesus mean when he says, if any man come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me? It means we must die to our own plans and ambitions. Our life, we have to be done with it, with our former life. We have to live for Christ. There's no turning back. Those plans and desires for things that we wanted to do, they have to be set aside if we're going to be faithful followers of Christ. Does that mean it's always hard to follow Christ? There's difficulties, but it's a joyful life. God brings peace and joy, and we'll get to that in just a minute because Jesus talks about that as well. But denying ourselves is mandatory to follow Christ. If you're going to follow Christ, you're going to have to deny yourself. The second reason you and I must be self-sacrificing followers of Christ is because it is the step to true life. Look at verse 25. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it. And whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. Has any unbeliever ever told you, man, you don't know what you're missing? Boy, you don't know what life is all about. You're one of those Christians who can't do any of those things, can't participate in the fun activities of life. Well, they're wrong. They're wrong. Has anyone ever heard that? I've heard it. I've heard it many times, but they're wrong. You know, until we deny self, we do not know what we are missing. We don't know what we're missing if we're not denying ourselves. By denying self, we miss wasting our lives on what does not matter. We miss sinning against God and against others. We miss God's displeasure. We miss a lot of heartache. When we deny ourselves, we miss a lot of heartache. We miss a lot of bad things. Oh, those people who talk about what you're missing. What are we missing? We're missing hardship. We're missing sinning against God. Amen. We're missing His displeasure. Amen. When we deny ourselves. Living for self is a pitiful way to live. When we deny ourselves for Christ, we gain life with meaning. We gain God's approval. We gain joy and peace in our hearts in the midst of trials and tribulations. Philippines is a poor culture. It's a third world country. There's some wealthy people, very wealthy, but most people are very poor. An average worker there in our area, there in the province, makes about $6 a day. It's hard for them to make ends meet. But you know, they're self-sacrificing people, those that know the Lord. It's amazing. I admire them. We have a deacon we have several that have many children, and they bring them to church every day. Even though it might cost them a lot of money to have their kids and their whole family in church every day, every Sunday, I should say, every Sunday, every week. But you know, they're faithful, and you know what? They're full of joy and they're full of peace. And they just are trusting the Lord to meet the needs. You know what? That's what happens when you deny yourself. You can't outgive God. God's a debtor to no person. You might think, wow, I'm going to give this big offering to the Lord. Guess what? God's not your debtor. God has given you so much already. And God will bless each one of us as we self-sacrificingly live for the Lord. You say, man, I want to do thus and such. I've got big plans for my life. And now God's calling me in a full-time service. Boy, I'm going to have to give up a lot. No. No, you don't know what you're missing if you don't give it up. It's a joy. We love being missionaries. It's not a hardship. It's a joy. It's just a thrill. And it's not for everyone because God doesn't call everyone to that. But I'll tell you, if God calls you and you won't do it, you're missing out. The step to true life is to deny yourself and follow Christ. If we follow Christ faithfully, we will find life with meaning. You and I, we need to die to self, deny ourselves, and self-sacrificingly follow Christ. The third reason you and I must deny ourselves is because it is foolish to do any less. Look with me at verse number 26. It says, "For what is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul?" Boy, you might think, wow, it'd be wonderful to have all the money that Bill Gates has. I'll tell you, would it be worth your soul to get it? Would it be worth your soul to get it? Bill Gates, he's given his life to his business. And he's successful, but it's costing him his life. And no matter what you do, if you want to be successful at life, it's going to cost you a lot. It's going to cost you time. It's going to cost you being committed to whatever you do. If you're in business and you want your business to grow and be successful, guess what? You're going to have to not work just 40 hours a week. You're going to have to work 60, 70, 80 hours a week or more. Maybe 100 hours a week. I don't know. But you're going to have to dedicate your life to that if you're going to be successful. Same with athletics. If you want to be a great runner, you probably have to get up at dawn, even when it's 20 below zero, and get out there and run. It's tough. It's hard. That's the cost of being successful. I'll tell you what. Is there anything better to spend your life on than service for the Lord? Isn't it foolish to give ourselves to anything less than dedication to the Lord? Boy, if you're working a secular job, praise the Lord. Work your hardest while you're there. But you know what? It'll probably, if you want to really follow Christ, you may not advance as fast as others do. Because you don't want to lose your family. There's nothing more important than serving God faithfully. What's more important than seeing your children follow the Lord faithfully? You see, it'll cost you. It'll cost you. No matter what you decide to do, you'll pay some price for it. And I'll tell you, there's nothing better than following Christ and serving Him wholeheartedly. That is more beneficial than anything. To do anything less than self-sacrificingly follow Christ is very foolish, a very foolish thing to do. To follow Christ will cost you your reputation. You know, others will think you a fanatic if you really follow Christ. I have some missionary friends that I really admire, and I want to be more like them. They're more dedicated than I am. And I say that to my shame. I want to be more dedicated like they are. And I'm asking the Lord to help me grow, continue to grow and learn. And I know one fella who's under our board, and he's been in Japan for over 40 years. He's a great soul winner. And I saw him at the annual meeting this year and talked to him. And he said, you know what? If you are wholeheartedly following the Lord, people are going to call you a fanatic. They're going to say, you're a strange person. He said, don't worry about it. Just keep serving the Lord. You know what? Sometimes I'm worried about what others think. I don't follow him as well as I should. Because, boy, I don't want to be considered a fanatic. I don't want to lose my reputation. That's the cost of serving Christ. And it's foolish to do anything less. What's it costing you? What's it costing us to serve God? Are we denying ourselves? The fourth reason you and I must deny ourselves is God rewards those who do. Look at verse 27. For the Son of Man shall come in the glory of His Father with His angels, and then He shall reward every man according to his works.
Do you believe that? Are you hanging on to that promise? That's Jesus' own words. That's a promise from the lips of Jesus Christ. Do we really believe it? He says, the Son of Man shall come in His glory, in the glory of His Father with His angels. And then He shall reward every man according to his works. If we really believe that, won't it change us? Won't we be wholeheartedly dedicated for service for the Lord? If we really believe Jesus Christ, He's coming back. Jesus said, I am coming back. I am going to return. And when I do, I am going to reward those who are faithful. Boy, if we really believe that, won't we become more faithful? Won't we be asking the Lord, Lord, help me to be more faithful. Help me to be more dedicated. Help me to love that soul. Help me to pray fervently. And help me to speak for You. Help me to share the gospel with that person. Help me to share the gospel with everyone I meet. Oh Lord, help me. Change me. When Jesus comes back, many who are first now will be last then. You know, maybe we're popular. Maybe everyone looks up, wow, what a Christian that guy is. But the Lord knows the truth. Amen. The Lord knows the truth. Others can be deceived. And Jesus said, many who are first now will be last then. And some that are last will be first. Fools in man's eyes will be honored then. Are you afraid that people will call you a fanatic? Guess what? When Jesus comes back, you may be one of the first. Because you've self-sacrificingly followed Him. We should live with the reality of verse 27. It's God's promise that He'll come back. And it will take place. Because Jesus said it would. And Jesus, whatever He says, will happen. If we suffer shame for Christ, we will be rewarded. If we are ashamed of Christ, we'll suffer loss when He comes back. If you deny yourself now, you will have no regrets later. But if we don't deny ourselves now, we're going to have a lot of regrets later. And that's eternity. We're only on this earth for a short time. We should be living for eternity. Jesus said, seek first My kingdom, and all these other things will be added unto you. How are you different from unbelievers? In the Philippines, there's some faithful unbelievers, very dedicated ones. They have about 4 masses a day in Pili, where we minister. And sometimes we drive by on our way home at 8 o'clock at night from our services. And they're letting out. And 400 or 500 people are walking out. Boy, they're dedicated. Many of them are. Some aren't, but many are. Are we dedicated? How are we different from unbelievers? We have the truth. Are we self-sacrificingly following Christ? What have you given up to follow Christ? The cost of following Christ is high and not low. It's high. What is it costing you and me? Is it costing us our reputation? What keeps you from following Christ faithfully? Is it because, man, if I follow Christ faithfully, there's some sin I have to give up? Boy, I have this thing I really like to do. Man, if I follow Christ, I'm going to have to give that up. Give it up. Give it up. Amen. Boy, if I follow Christ, I have to get rid of that activity out of my life because it's a bad testimony. Give it up. Boy, if I follow Christ, I'm afraid of what people will say. Boy, the Bible says the fear of man brings about a snare. We need to fear God only. We need not to fear what others will say about us. Others will call us fools. But they said Jesus was of the devil, didn't they? And Jesus said, if they said that about Me, they'll surely say it about you. But we still need to be faithful so that when He comes back, we'll receive that award that He wants to give us. Are you self-sacrificingly following Christ or not? If not, each one of us need to determine to change through the help of the Holy Spirit. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for your word. Thank you for this opportunity to share what you've done in the Philippines and to share your word. Work in each one of our hearts. Help us to be more faithful to you day by day. In Jesus' name.